so I said, I think a car company has the goal of making a great car. And the fact that they make money is a performance indicator that they're making great cars. And you know, but their goal is to make great cars or great software or great this or that or great beer. And the proof that they're doing a good job is they're making money. So making money is a performance metric. It's not a goal. And so I don't know what to say because I, you know, I thought our goal was to help kids get a great education and our performance metric would be if we're doing a good job of that, especially because we get the federal credit, you know, we make a profit doing it because then we can keep doing it. And so you keep talking about making money and I don't know what to say. Well, he rips into me. And then the chief financial officer, who was the real bad guy in the privatization, he just tears me apart. He's just ripping me apart. And this goes on for 5 minutes. And as soon as it's over, Jack Ruffel says, you know, I want to thank Austin for saying clearly and directly what we have all been trying to tell you both all day long. And I almost fell off my chair. I couldn't believe it. And then everybody starts jumping in, especially the educators, because they want to help kids be successful. Everybody starts jumping in. And I was like, you know, wow, it was amazing. And they all tried to explain the Paul O'Neill thing to those two guys. And of course, you know, they didn't get it because they proceeded to then destroy the student loan industry. And they made a lot of money doing it. You know, the CFO now has his own personal golf course, you know, and he destroyed generations of kids with student debt. It's tragic. But anyway, you know, but it's a perfect example of, are we here to do something productive and useful? Or are we here just to make money? Because right. If we're here to make money, we're all going to go down the chute and go bankrupt. It doesn't work. And that's how you get the misallocation of capital. When you really study the economy, what makes the economy grow is enterprise. And some enterprises get to the point where they have to leave family ownership and go to big enterprises. And they're great big enterprises. So, it you know, it doesn't have to be just government controlled. But enterprise is what builds wealth in this world. And I absolutely believe that if we want to have a successful civilization and have a reset, we need a reset that encourages and grows enterprises all the way from the startup level, all the way to very big. You know, I don't want little businesses running nuclear plants. I want a big enterprise with the capital to handle it. We need big capital to go into space. That's going to require a big enterprise. But to me, enterprise is what makes the world go around. And I really fear that an ethic has grown up among the freedom fighters that enterprises are bad and they're corrupt. And making money is bad and corrupt. And my attitude is no, great enterprise is what builds wealth. And wealth is what supports and makes freedom go.
Right. Just Marxist brainwashing.
If you run an honest business and make money legitimately, the profit is a kind of a thank you note from your customers.
Right.
It is not, making money is a good thing if you do it the right way.
Right.
It's necessary. And so, you know, I like gold like you do, but enterprise is critical. And gold is simply a way for the output of enterprise to be exchanged where, you know, you've got a dependable measure that you can count on that doesn't, you know, can't be manipulated like fiat currency. But that's the role, not, I mean, enterprise is the critical aspect.
Right. So my, you know, to the extent that I've enjoyed success in life, it was from building enterprise, financing enterprise, or investing in people.
Yep.
That's it. It's not, you know, I love gold, but gold, you pay somebody to watch it. That's not enterprise.